హార్టీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ ది సిస్టర్స్. వీ హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు ది ఫైనల్ మంత్రం, విచ్ ఈజ్ ది 12th మంత్ర. ఇట్ ఈజ్ రెండర్డ్ లైక్ దిస్. స్తోతుం నా శక్నోమి గుణైర్భవంతో చక్షుర్విహీన పతి సంప్రమోహ దుర్గే అహమస్మిన్ పతితో అస్మి కూపే ఇవాం శరణ్యౌ శరణం ప్రపద్య. అల్టిమేట్లీ ఉపమన్యు సాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఎస్పెన్స్ దట్ హీ మే బి lifted up from the well, bestowed this sight, not for his own sake, but for the sake of the cows that he has to take care of. That is the final of all prayers. Prayers for self-propitiation are not so much heard. Prayers to serve the surrounding life are responded. That's the fundamental of all prayers. Somehow the humanity start to pray for themselves. That's where we are all stuck. We pray for our health, we pray for our wealth, we pray for our problems, we pray for our well-being, all selfish activity. But here Upamanyu, having made such a profound prayer in 11 mantras, he said, at the end of the 11th mantra, I need to come out of this darkness of the well. I need to gain the sight for the sake of the cows and their life. Jiva Sega, for the sake of the cows. For the sake of the, when we pray, we have to think of the group that we are entrusted with. We have to think of the people that we relate to. It is for their sake you have to be in good stead. Every man has around him so many beings with whom he relates. That's a natural group. From morning till evening, with whomsoever we relate, they should be benefited by us. Not that we get benefited from them. As long as in our mind we have the idea of getting benefit from others, we are taking to the root into darkness. As long as we are intending to move forward, intending to help others, and for that reason when we worship, we are enabled to serve. So Sutamanyu is not so much worried about the sight he lost. Sutamanyu is also not worried about the deep well in which he fell. That's our state. We also fell into the deepest of the well, to the tip of the tail of the Mooladhara, tip of the tail of the spine, and we stay there in an inverse position, always seeking things for us, always. I want first initiation, I want second initiation, I want third initiation, I want to be with the masters of wisdom, I want to be with the light. Who wants you to be? No other is interested in your being in light. It's not that for you work. Somehow this inversion took place in the Atlantean times. During Lemurian times, there was no such prayers for self-seeking. Vidyam, balam, dhanam, ayush, arogyam, sriyam, dehime, sarva. Anni manakose. It's all for us. All prayers are made by worshippers for them. But Sutamanyu, when he said, I am praying you all, my guru told me to relate to you. My guru told me to relate to you. He gave me the technique to relate to you. I am relating to you not because I have fallen into the well, not because I have lost my sight, but because of this situation of mine, I am unable to serve the cows which are entrusted to me. See, we are all entrusted with some groups, you know. We are in groups. We try to work for the groups. You should see how much we can do to the group, how much we can serve the group. And for that reason, if you pray, your prayers are answered. If you are praying for yourself, your prayers are not answered. So here he says at the end, Stotum nasekunomi, meaning I cannot. Gunair bhavantau. Your virtues are so many. You have innumerable virtues. You know how much the yasins do, because in the last 11 shlokas we have understood that they represent the male, female god that turn the cosmic wheel, that turn the solar wheel, that turn the planetary sun, and bring out so many varieties of energies for the benefit of the beings in all places. The scope of work of the Aspins here is extended to all the 7 planes. Our work is just for the limited plane, that which is, and that too not complete plane. Just a few people around us, what is it we can do for them? So he said, I can't really worship you, though I attempted to worship you with some of those dimensions which have dawned on me. I cannot go on in exhaustively worshipping you. It's impossible, he said. Stotum na seknami means I am incapable, na seknam, of extolling your virtues, gunair bhavantav. That's one dimension. Another dimension is chakshur vihinaha, meaning I have lost my eyes. And then I have, on the way, this is very important for us. Padhi sampramoha. Moha means illusion. Pramoha means deep illusion. Sampramoha means deeper than moha means illusion. We see what we want to see in others, we don't see the soul, isn't it? We see what we want to see in others, we don't see the soul. So therefore our sight is already an illusion. We suffer from illusion. When a male sees a female, or when a female sees a male, if they recollect that it is male or female, they are into illusion. They have to first see the soul. When you see anything other than the soul, you fall into illusion. You fall into illusion. Illusion of hunger, illusion of thirst, so many illusions are there. It's because of the illusion of the hunger and thirst only Sutamanyu has fallen into the well, according to this story. So he says, I am illusion, not only illusion, I am deeply illusion. Pramoha. Moha is one dimension, illusion. Pramoha, deeply illusion. Samyak pramoha, fully in all dimensions, I am illusion. Do we ever think that we are in illusion? We are so deeply in the illusion that we don't even think that we are in illusion. Because we are accustomed to be in the illusion. Whatever we see is different from what it is. We see what we want to see. We don't see how it is. We see according to our angle we see. Likewise, when we listen also, we don't listen what is to be listened. We listen what we want to listen. That's why teachings get distorted. When it is listened, then when you transmit something else. That's how it happens. It's very common, we don't know even. Yesterday I told Navanitam, before leaving the class in the evening, tell Anna that I come back at 7:15. Tell Anna that I come back at 7:15. I went out and I was wearing my steps. He was telling Anna, Master will come back in 10 minutes. Kada?
Properly listen.
No, we listen, but when we express, it's not the same. That's what I said in a management thing. When one says to A to say B, B to C, C to D, D to E, when they say, ultimately you speak of horse, and they ultimately the last man listens about donkey. That's why it happens, because these layers of illusion. We have to be very sure that we are in connection with the soul, then the veils don't fall. Otherwise, veils. We may read Isis unveiled, but the veil in us is very much there. So therefore, these veils, they do exist. And if you have deeper veils, this veil is called moha. That's why someone whom we like so much in the beginning, after some time we don't like them so much. Isn't it? There is a saying in English, familiarity breeds contempt. Familiarity breeds contempt. When a man marries a lady, or a lady marries a man, wow, they are in such a great liking for each other. But for how many days? How many? It is generally short-lived, isn't it? Why? Because what we see in the beginning changes. It's not the same. Changes. They look to each other and they feel the angel in the other in the beginning. But then slowly after a year or two they start seeing the devil in the other. The devil. That's why if one says, you are talking so lovely 2 years ago, now why are you not talking? He says, a bit disillusioned, that's all. A bit disillusioned. Even that can change. Every time when we meet, slowly certain new illusions may set in and certain old illusions may go away, but illusions remain. Always illusions remain. So what is the use in gaining some more veils while you are losing some veils? That state is called a hopeless state, which is called a pramoha. Moha is illusion, pramoha is deeper illusion, samyak pramoha, completely, in all dimensions, you are an illusion. Completely, in all dimensions, we are an illusion. So that's what he says, I am in such a deep illusion. It's already a great initiation to know that we are an illusion. It is already a great initiation to know that we are an illusion. It is already something when we know that we don't know. We believe that we know, no? But what happens on the path to wisdom, you have to debrief all that you have known before you are briefed again. So therefore, Sutamanyu says here, having lost this sight, I have lost the path. Padhi means the path. On the path I am illusion. Sampramoha. Padhi sampramoha.
చక్షుర్విహీన సెకండ్ లైన్ పధి మీన్స్ ఆన్ ది పాత్ సమ్యక్ ప్రమోహ మీనింగ్ టోటలీ ఇల్యూజన్. లూజింగ్ సైట్ మీన్స్ వెన్ యూ డోంట్ వెన్ యూఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ ది సోల్ ఇన్ ది అదర్ ఫార్మ్ టేక్ ఇట్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ నో సైట్ యూఆర్ బ్లైండ్ టేక్ ఇట్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ నో సైట్ వెన్ యూ కెనాట్ సీ ది సోల్ ఇన్ ది అదర్ ది మూమెంట్ వీ రిలేట్ టు ది అదర్ బీయింగ్ ది ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ దట్ కమ్ దట్ షుడ్ కమ్ టు అవర్ కాంప్రహెన్షన్ ఈజ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ another soul like me, it is as much as I am. It's a being, as much a being as you are. That is, that would enable the sight to remain. When this is lost, there is a veil. So veil after veil, veil after veil, veil after. So when Madame Blavatsky was in great hunger, she was told by her master, hunger is but illusion. Can we believe it? Can we believe it? If we have timely breakfast, timely lunch, timely dinner, we smile. Isn't it? If something is missing today, for example, there is no breakfast, then it's already a crisis in the group. No breakfast. No breakfast. I know persons who feel that they die if they don't take breakfast. Personally. Personally, I know people, if they miss their breakfast, they think they will die. What are they doing? Hunger, thirst. They are basic things. And of course, many things. Apart from that, there are so many things which we are illusion to. This boy, his illusion is hunger. That's why first day he was drinking the milk of the cows and the teacher warned that these cows don't belong to you, how can you drink them? Second day he took the foam of the milk, meaning he milked, otherwise where will the foam come? Again the teacher warned. He warned about this illusion of hunger. Third day he could not but look for some food and he ate some leaves. In plucking those leaves, touch wood, the nature wanted to teach him, something fell into the eye. Recently we had a case where a man went to a very interesting tree that is yielding fruits, and as he looked at the tree and plucked the fruit apart, there were a lot of itching to the hand which developed into ulcers, and it spread all over up to the elbow, and it took 3 months to cure it. So just because something is available, he picked up a leaf and that leaf caused a problem to him. He lost his eye. The illusion is hunger. So therefore he fell. On the way I got illusion and I fell into a deeper illusion now. On the way. That is the point here. Padhi sampramoha. On the path we get illusion. And the illusions are more in the so-called spiritual path. This is another level. The normal people have normal illusions. The so-called spiritual aspirants have added illusions. They have added illusions. It is like the cherry on the top of the ice cream or the pudding. More illusions. And for a normal person, these spiritual aspirants look like queer people, funny people. Funny people. We are supposed to get more and more normalized as we are with these spiritual practices. Instead, we tend to be more abnormal. That's how it happens. So that's how the sampramoha. Earlier we had certain illusions, now we have some more illusions. So that is our state. That's why you need regularly to dip deep, regularly, on a daily basis. Dip deep and zero in, that's what we call zeroing in. Feel the I am and feel that I am. And when you move out, the basic connection we should have is that I am. When that I am is not anchored to illusions around us in innumerable numbers. That's what happens. So that's how he fell and he got into such an illusion. And now he is in an unsurmountable bell. Durge ahamasmin pasito asmi kupi. I have fallen into this well which I cannot by myself come out. Because the well is so deep, the illusion is so deep that I can't myself. By my effort I cannot come out of it. Durge means unsurmountable, impermeable. Durga. You can't pass over. You can't step over. You can't transcend. You can't surmount. Durge as kupe. Kupe means the well. Aham asmin patito. I have fallen into such a well that I cannot come out. Cannot come out. So therefore, when I cannot come out, and when my teacher gave me a tool, with the help of that tool I have related to you, it is for you to save me or leave me like this. Ivam saranyau saranam prapadya is the last part, which I utter for 3 times every day, before every session. Ivam means both of you. I take surrender under you, and it is for you to save me. You are the saviors of the saviors. You are the saviors of the... In the translation, you have saviors of the savior, but even the last word is saviors. All saviors emerge from this aspins. They are the saviors of the saviors. Because everything commences from them in creation at all levels. Be it at cosmic level, be it at solar level, be it at planetary level. It is this male-female dimension of the deity that is the basis for all. It is the basis for all sounds, it is the basis for all colors, it is the basis for all patterns, it is the basis for all devas. It is basis for all the beings, and they do exist in all. So other than you, who can save me? If you cannot save, I am gone. If you cannot save, I am gone, because if you cannot save, no one else can save. In the creation, these are the presiding deities, the male, female principle. That's the presiding deity. So all others are subordinate to them. And the teacher gave the key to the student to relate to the male, female, the divinity, about whom a lot is explained since about 8 days. Many dimensions are given relating to aspins. So he says, if you cannot save me, no other can save. So therefore, I relate to you, I surrender to you. Saranam means surrender. I offer myself to you. It is for you to decide whether you lift me up or you leave me. That's how it concludes. That's how it concludes. The human effort has its limit. The human effort has its limit. After having done entire effort that we could, then we can only wait, nothing is coming. It has to be responded by grace. The human effort by itself cannot heal everything. Having done everything, you have to wait for the grace. So therefore the grace descended. The grace descended. The essence descended as in golden light. They entered into the well, and then they have lifted him up from the well. You know how the lift up is? There is a threadiness which will be developed through ardent devotion or with intense yoga practice. This thread is called Chitrininess. Chitrini meaning it is thread of consciousness. The thread of consciousness descends from Sahasrara to Mooladhara and lifts up the being from within. You are lifted up from your own well to the heart center, later further lifted up to the throat center, then to Ajna center, by which you are out of the well. So having lifted up and having bestowed sight, they offered some sticks of fuel as food to him for quick nourishment. For quick nourishment. That's what we use in fire ritual when we invoke the deity called Narasimha, the man lion. It's called Khadi in Sanskrit. It's full of fire. If you just set it in the flame, immediately it burns. So full of fire. Those are grown on the hill slopes, especially in the dry areas. The dry area means it is already a fiery place. And then they are grown on the hill slopes, and they are they are full of fire and satiate the hunger of fire. So they offered, come on, now that you have gained sight, you have come out, it's all because of the hunger you fell into it. Now you can eat them. But now the student or disciple is much more, I don't say much more wise, much less unwise. He knows that he should not eat. He knows. That's the beauty of the story. Now that you did your prayers, the essence of grace, they came back, they have lifted you up, and you got this sight. Got this sight means you are able to see this dimension of the soul, no more dimension of other things. More than the dimension of other things, he is able to see the soul dimension. So when the food was offered, he did not eat. He said, let me go to my teacher and give it to him. Let me go to my teacher and give it to him. It's because of him I could gain your grace. So let me first go and pay my respects to my guru and give this, that which you have given me, to eat. It's up to him to do what he likes with me. So he went to the teacher. He informed the episode and he offered these few sticks of fuel. They are very slim in their stature. The teacher was very happy, extremely happy for the discipline followed by the student, by which he has, whatever is to be attained is attained by the student. And he has no more illusion for hunger. No more illusion for See, hunger and thirst are also overcome when you have the dimension of the soul. So the teacher was very pleased and he gave it back to him. He can now eat. So he has eaten them. Not only eaten them, he has become a great initiate. Sutamanyu is one of the great initiates we have on the planet. And he went through the fire of discipline of this teacher, Dhaumya, about whose discipline I explained to you in the first class. He is extremely disciplined teacher. He did not let his disciples, he did not let them lose. He was very Plutonian. That's why he's said to be carrying, he's an iron teeth one. That's what we said. Remember? Iron teeth one, meaning Karshaya Sadanti. That's how he has a title. He has dantas, meaning the teeth, which are like iron pieces, meaning he can crush anyone. His discipline is such, he can crush anyone. Better get to such a teacher so that you are made into powder, into bhasma, and then get back resurrected. If you go with the teachers who are soft, they only inform you, they don't crush you, isn't it? So crushing teachers are Saturnian, and this teacher is even Plutonian. Very Plutonian, so the job is done very fast. In a matter of 8 days, no? Last Wednesday, Tuesday though we began. Wednesday morning we started the class. Today again is Wednesday. In 8 days, the student is enlightened. In 8 days. So that's how it is, and that is what this hymn speaks of, and Vedavyasa also speaks of the beauty of this hymn. He says this hymn when regularly related to, not only you gain, but normally for eye sicknesses also this is suggested. To gain eyesight, which you keep on losing, this is suggested because Aspen stands for the eyes. The two eyes represent anything the appearing as two in us is full of aswins, 2 ears, aswins, 2 eyes, aswins, 2 nostrils, aswins, the upper and lower palates, aswins, 2 hands, aswins, anything that you two see as two is but one, functioning as two. So anything in us which is malfunctioning can be set right when we relate to aswins. This is one dimension. Another dimension of this is the disciple gains immortality by relating to the aswins. The disciple gains immortality by relating to the aswins. Then the third dimension is the disciple gains the intricacies of the keys of astrology, which is one of the most valuable occult sciences. The keys relating to astrology are revealed to them. And then it also reveals the inside out, all sciences with respect to their inner dimensions. Inner dimension. So that there is no branch of wisdom which you cannot comprehend. There is no branch of wisdom that you cannot comprehend. That's how these aspects relating to aspects self. The Veda reveals itself. When you get initiated into this him, when you get initiated into the him and then daily relate to it, you would have gained not only wisdom but also bodily health complete. Your lifespan takes to its optimum level, meaning that you don't die somewhere on the way, you live full span of life. Another dimension is you gain lot of self-confidence in it. Self-confidence. And you would be living in comfort at all planes of existence, of which we spoke in the beginning. Bodily comfort, inner joy and soul's bliss. All this happen. So therefore, this story is given by Vedavyasa with the hymn in Mahabharata in the first canto. And if I have been able to narrate this story to you all, it is because of Master E.K. In this small book, he threw hints. he threw a lot of hints relating to the intricacies of the stotra. So I have only caused an expansion of these seeds. All the 12 mantras with their word meaning and with their summary meaning is given in Telugu by Master E.K. And that formed the basis for me to teach it in Telugu in Bangalore and in English to you. He was a master of Vedic wisdom, Master E.K. He carried the key relating to etymology. He carried the key relating to astrology. He carried the key relating to time cycles. He carried the key relating to metrical dimension, chandas. He also carried the key relating to grammar, vyakarna. Among 6 keys of Veda, he carried with him 5 keys of Veda. That's the beauty of the master. So he could unfold wisdom and give it out simply, in simple form. Very simple. Madame Blavatsky carried 3 keys of the Vedas. She carried 3 keys. That is etymology, astrology and time cycles. But Master carried the key relating to meter, chandas, and the key relating to grammar. He had 5 keys with him and he unfolded as much wisdom as is required to be given, because though he had the ability to give out enormous wisdom, he gave out according to the will of the masters and the higher self. He was engaging in teaching, he was engaging in healing, he was engaging in counseling. So according to the plan of the day, he was writing, teaching and giving homeo medicines, and he was healing in many ways. Therefore, this book as basis, I could teach you for all these 8 days. So this talk, for that matter, almost everything that I speak has to be dedicated either to Master E.K. or Master Jwalkul. It is through them I received these dimensions and I have been teaching you. So since you must be curious to know what this book could be, I want to tell you that the seeds relating to what I spoke are in it. I have only soaked them in water by night and brought the trees by the day. That's how it is. Thank you, Ananda. Now we can take 5-10 minutes pause and get to question answer session. Okay? Thank you.